following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family, I hope you guys are doing well. I'm coming to you on a pre-recorded video today, and it is December 22nd. So hopefully you guys got out last night and you got to see the Christmas star in the sky. That was when Saturn and Jupiter came together and they formed what they say the double planet, or the bright Christmas star in the sky. And I think it hasn't been seen in 800 years. Now I'm recording this on Monday, and I'm gonna go out tonight and watch it. So you're gonna see this on Tuesday, and hopefully you guys saw it. Hey, today, because we're, you know, really towards the end of the year, Christmas is just a couple days away. I've been doing a lot of reflecting on what this year has been for me, for my family, and just thinking how I kind of want to conclude a little bit of the Refuge Dailies on Tuesday for the year, and just the thoughts that I'm thinking about. And we can all say without a doubt that it's been a very difficult year, and this has been a very trying time for many. And the future at this point, we're not 100% sure exactly when things will get back to normal, but there is hope on the horizon. And that's just hope for the temporary things of this world, knowing as a believer, we have hope in Jesus, in the eternal position of our heart, of our soul, of being with Him forever. And as believers, we should never forsake or forget the truth of where our real hope lies, and that is in eternity with Jesus, also knowing that He has placed eternity inside of us, inside of our hearts, through the power of His Spirit, and we're to be people that live in that manner. Well, today I was reading through Ephesians chapter 4, and I wanted to read a passage, and I wanted to talk about something today that really is on my heart, and I hope it's a message that in 2021, as we go forward, we as a church, we as a community, we as people can really step into the full truth of this. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to start here in verse 11 where it says this: He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, pointing out the different giftings that many different leaders have. For the equipping of the saints and for the work of the ministry, is that God chooses all different types of people with different giftings and gives them different abilities and different skills, all for one main purpose, for the equipping of the saints. And I hope that this season has been a time where you have gotten into your word and you have started to equip yourself, to equip your mind and equip your heart as to how to deal with such times like this. And for that, and we'll continue on where it says the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, this was his point, is that the equipping of the saints, all of the evangelists, all the apostles, all of the teachers, all of the prophets, all of the knowledge of Scripture is supposed to equip us, the saints, for the work of the ministry. And what is the end of that knowledge? That is, who is God? And we know God to be Jesus Christ. The fullness of who God is was seen in Jesus Christ. So if you want to know God, you need to know who Jesus is. If you want to be equipped, you need to know who Jesus is. You need to think like Jesus thinks. You need to act in the way that Jesus acted. And you need to do the things that Jesus commands us to do, knowing that when He told His disciples to go and make more disciples, He told them to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and to teach other people in all the things that Jesus Himself instructed His disciples to teach. So we need to understand deeply who Jesus is. And why is it important that we understand who Jesus is? Well, I think when we go through hard times, there's a lot of questions as to what the church is supposed to do. Where is the church supposed to stand on many issues? And 2020 has been a time when we have seen a lot of different churches take a lot of different stands. Well, I would say this, is that any church out there that emphasizes on any teaching of the scriptures, that emphasizes on any part of the Bible, but negates or neglects emphasizing and prioritizing the very nature of who Christ is, I would say beware and be careful. There's a lot of things that we can get excited about in Scripture. We can get excited about future prophecies. We can get excited about the history of Scripture. We can get excited about the scientific discoveries that agree with Scripture, and we can put our entire mind into the history, into the science, and the prophetic revelations of the future and the coming of Jesus and when that's going to happen. But I'll tell you what, you can get lost in a lot of conversations, but if any one of those focuses, when it comes to studying Scripture, isn't grounded in first understanding who Jesus is and the full knowledge of who God is, the very nature of God, the nature of His Spirit, the nature of Christ, and who you are supposed to be as being a believer indwelled with the Spirit itself, is that if you get too focused on all those other things of Scripture, you may negate or neglect the very, very important core doctrine and core teaching of Scripture and command for us as people, which isn't just to know the history of the Bible, it isn't just to know the science of the Bible, and it's not just to know the prophecy of the Bible, but again, reinforce over and over and over again. It's about being people who have a correct mind and heart that reflects the very nature of Christ, and that's what we would call doctrine, sound doctrine, is that we understand that our job is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, to show God to other people by being His children ourselves and looking at the way that we act, the way that we speak, and the way that we think. Let's continue on in Ephesians chapter 4. And this is why it's important. Verse 14 says this, we do all of that, we know who Jesus is for this, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried away by every wind of doctrine, by every trickery of men, in every cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking truth in love, and may grow in all things unto Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by whatever every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. We are not to be children that get tossed back and forth from the new story here or the new thought here or the very interesting little thing we picked up here, and to get riled up as we look at a lot of different subjects of Scripture that can tear us apart as believers. No, we are to be people that find our unity, the unity of the Spirit, the unity in the love of who Christ is. And we are to be people that make sure that we edify each other. We build each other up. We help each other grow, not tear each other apart. My hope as we move into 2021 is simply this, is that you and me as members of the Refuge community and to the other believers that we are connected to around us, that before we get riled up on any one subject to going into this new year, that we reflect deeply upon the things that are happening in our world, before we voice our opinion, before we say and speak about our own experiences, that we measure all things that we say, that we think, and that we do by the love of Jesus, and that we dive into the Scriptures deeply, knowing that when we speak about the Bible, we don't say that maybe the Bible says somewhere this, or doesn't the Bible say that? But we actually, as believers, are fully equipped, meaning that we truly do study our scriptures, that we know what we're talking about. And if you study your Bible, and you pick up your Bible, and you really read, and you really want to know what it's telling you, it's simply this, that the heart of God is that you are somebody who's indwelled with His Spirit, that's filled with His love. And every single interaction you have, every encounter you have with every individual, being your spouse, being your children, being your coworkers, being your fellow church members, is that every encounter that you have is that when people connect with you, that they see God's love and His light shine through you. And that's my prayer for us as we move forward, that we are people that are known by our love for one another, as Jesus would say, and as He would pray to the Father over His disciples, that they would be known by their love for one another. And if you come to the children's ministry, you know, we talk about it all the time, is that we are people that bear fruit, and that's the fruit of love, of joy, of peace, of patience and wisdom, kindness and gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, that we have control over ourselves, including our angers and our frustrations, and we walk in the righteous light of God in all things that we do. May God bless you. May you have a Merry Christmas. And I can't wait to see what He has in store for us for this next year. Okay, guys, have a good day. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.